Runaway started pretty much by accident. I would say it's a bit of serendipity involved. My then business partner had a kiosk in a mall in Baltimore selling organic clothing, and there was a company selling mineral makeup in the kiosk next to ours, and they invited me to manage their business. So I started managing the business, fell in love with the product. It was my first exposure to mineral makeup. This was years ago before it, you know, was on TV and people really didn't know about it. So I ended up creating a wholesale relationship with that company and opened my own businesses around the Baltimore area selling their product. But I found over time that the marketing and the design of their product was really directed towards teenagers, and a lot of my clientele were working women. So I started doing research on other mineral lines, and the mineral lines that were out there for wholesale at that time were very, very expensive, very exclusive. And Baltimore is pretty much known as a blue-collar town, and women are brand loyal, and they just won't pay that much money for a mineral foundation that they've never heard of. So I ended up sort of falling into manufacturing by necessity. I consulted with chemists, and I started working with companies that support handcrafters and give education in how to actually craft your own cosmetics, and a lot of it I learned just by reading about ingredients, looking for suppliers, and making the product with no real prior knowledge. Back then, the chemist that I was speaking to would not actually give me information on how to make mineral makeup, because the few that were out there that knew how to do it were already making it for some large lines, and they had an exclusive agreement not to release the knowledge. So a lot of it came down to what I was capable of doing myself, and I think it took a year after I made my first mineral foundation for me to develop the confidence to sell it. I did testing for a whole year and said, there's just no way that, you know, I could create something that women would love, and in fact, they did love it. And after that year was done and my confidence was boosted, then I started selling it, and that's pretty much the story right there. So it was a fun event that happened in my life without my really asking for it to occur. So.